Windows XP Home Edition. I was working on the calendar on in the Microsoft Works program the other morning, and had a brief power outage. And when it came back on, instead of my calendar coming back up, I had an error message that says Works cannot access one or more files it needs to run the calendar. The files may have been renamed, deleted, or moved. Try reinstalling Works and then starting the program again. I did that, but it didn't work.
Now, so you were working along, having a good time, beautiful weather, love living in Arizona, and then the power said, nah, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
It just completely cut out on you?
Beg pardon?
The power completely cut out on you?
Yeah, it did. It was so brief it didn't even affect my clocks or anything, but of course it did hit the computer.
Yeah, the computers are real finicky about power. They get real cranky when they don't get good, solid, consistent delivery of power. And if you understand that computers are all zeros and ones, when things like that happen, the computer can momentarily forget which zero and which one it was taken care of and kind of juggling in the air, and so a one becomes a zero becomes a one at that root level.
We call that corruption.
Yeah, then it's no longer happy with you.
And I'm not happy with it.
What is it? What was that?
Snap, crackle, pop, I think.
I thought I heard a windmill or something in the background.
Doris,
so
are you still there?
You,
I think we lost Doris.
Doris?
We can help
right.
answer her question, though, off the air.
Well, she said she tried to do the reinstall. And the thing that everybody needs to understand about a reinstall, especially with a lot of the Microsoft programs, is it will not necessarily change what's already there. It'll try to replace the things that it sees that are missing. So the file that's causing her the problem likely is corrupted.
Right.
But the
it's
reinstall...
It's not being replaced. It just thinks, oh, that file's there. I don't need to do anything.
Right.
So another tip, something you might want to try in addition to just the reinstall, would be an uninstall first. So you take and go into your add remove programs in the control panel, uninstall Microsoft Works, and then reinstall Microsoft Works. That way it pulls out all those files that are there, including the corrupt ones. And when you reinstall, it puts everything back, and you're kind of starting out from scratch. Now, anything that you had data-wise should all still be there, so there should be no damage. However, it's not a good not a bad idea to back up anything you care about just to be safe. You should be doing that anyway. So
everybody backs up every day, don't they?
Of course they do.
Well, the other thing, Doris, what you may want to consider doing, power outages don't happen all that often, but when they do, they can be pretty traumatic. A very simple thing you can do, for less than $50 now, you can buy good surge or power protection that also includes what's called a battery backup, which means that in these quick power situations, the battery takes over and your computer continues to get the power that it needs to continue to work properly. And when the power comes back up, the battery just kind of puts it back into regular power mode, but it will kind of bridge that gap for that half a second or whatever it was, which is all it takes now to corrupt your data. So if you don't have it, anyone out there, if you don't have anything but a little power strip on your computer, it's a good idea to get out there and get something with a battery backup on it, because they're very inexpensive now and they're a heck of a lot more protection than those little glorified extension cords.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Right now, there's a little secret I can tell people about. We bought a bunch of battery backups for our stores for the monsoon season, and I think a lot of the stores have some of those left over, so you might find some of those things on sale out there. So
Wow. Anyway,
it might be a good time to go check that out and get prepared for upcoming stuff.
Well, you just don't know when the power's going to go out. It could be, you know, somebody with a backhoe around the corner.
They could send an alert saying, hey, by the way, power's coming. It's going to go out in about 3 seconds. Everybody hold tight.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath out there, folks.
Right.
You might want to get your protection that you're covered all the time. How are we doing on time?
We're doing all right. You want to see if we can help out
sure.
Todd, I
Spin
believe?
Spin the wheel. Todd, welcome to the computer corner. How may we be of assistance?
Well, I just have a simple question.
Yes, sir.
I have an old compact Presario that has the many errors windows.
Yes.
And I'd like to get that upgraded into XP.
Well, we've had other folks that own that. They don't call it a Presario. They call it a Sosario.
Yeah, really.
How old is this?
It's probably a good 5-6 years old.
Yeah. So here's the thing. No.
Could you technically get it upgraded to Windows XP? Yeah. Is it really going to do what you want it to do when it's all said and done? Probably not.
Okay.
You're trying to put a V8. No, that's probably the other way around. I was going to say put a V8 into a Volkswagen. I mean, it can be done, but why? You know, you just don't want to. You don't want to mix that old and new.
Okay.
And so, like Brandon was saying, you can probably get it to work, but all of the real advantages and all the things that Windows XP can do for you, you're going to change the problem from the really problematic Windows ME to a very lethargic, not a real nice experience for you.
Okay.
So I'd hold off on that.
Now, for anybody that said, you know what, forget your advice, I think I want to go down that path anyway, what we generally recommend if you're running Windows ME and you want to get to Windows XP is, instead of trying to upgrade that, it's a little bit more painful in the short term, but far better in the long term. Instead of upgrading, instead, back up anything you care about and start over with Windows XP in that machine if you were going to go that route, rather than try to just do an in-place upgrade. The in-place upgrade from the what we call Windows 9X system, so anything running Windows 98 or Windows ME, to Windows 2000 or XP, generally those kind of upgrades don't always go real smoothly for home-based computers. In the business, it's a little bit different because it's a little bit more controlled environment, but in the home, it doesn't really generally go all that well.
Basically, it's just a computer that my wife plays games on and does some scrapbooking stuff on, and so I can wipe it out. It's not a big problem. I can just go ahead and start brand new with XP on it. But would I also get a restore disk to get everything else?
No. What if you're going to go through all that and you want to keep this machine, you're probably better off. Did it come with a restore disk from Compaq?
Yeah, it sure did.
That's really what you want to do if you want to continue to use this machine.
Okay.
Because the least you'll have, all the points will connect the way that they were supposed to when the thing was built.
Wow.
Once you step away from this, you know, you're on your own totally as far as trying to figure out, well, why these things are doing this. There's driver issues. There's
right.
hardware issues. There's all kinds of performance problems.
And if you happen to have a copy of XP just laying around, or you want to go out and buy one, I guess all you're going to be out is the money for that and a bunch of time to try it. But it generally isn't going to work out real well with the age difference of what you're talking about running Windows
XP. I'm thinking about just drilling a hole through the whole thing and making it a big boat anchor, but
you're going to need three of them. We've done the test, and one's not enough. You need three of them. So
right.
Check with your neighbors.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
If you do decide to give up the ghost on this machine, don't forget the Arizona STREP program. That's the Students Recycling Used Technology. We'll properly recycle that. Please do not, anyone out there, don't throw that stuff in the dumpsters. It's not It's not good for our environment, and if you don't want to deal with tracking down one of the Arizona Strutt high schools, any of the Data Doctors locations, there's 22 of them in the Phoenix metro area, any of them, you can find them on our website. Just drop it off. They'll get you a donation receipt. Let's get it in the hands of these folks that will try to turn it into good, usable equipment for those that can't afford to buy it, and if not, get it properly recycled.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good luck, Todd.
Bye.
That opens up a line at 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more of your calls and questions. And later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week and our download of the week. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.